Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, here in the studio for the first time. When was the last time?
2016.
2016. Yeah. Really, it's been like that long?
In May of 2016.
Arnez J is here.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
There we go.
And all the surrounding cities.
All right, he will be at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow night. Another show on Sunday as well. Tickets available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. I was apologizing for the humidity, right? Because, you know, but then I realized, wait, you're from like Atlanta. It's the humidity capital of the world.
Well, no. You want humid weather?
Yeah.
Go to Houston.
Go to
Houston, Texas.
Yeah. I've been there.
Your testicles will fall out your shorts.
I swear to you.
Wow. It is that humid. It is that. Everybody's walking on that. What is that?
Oh, that's my balls. My balls.
I was there one time, and I had to go from the hotel to an office building that was literally a block away, and I was in a suit, and by the time I got to the bed, I had sweat through the suit.
I know. It was like, dude, great workout, right? Great workout. You know, you could have dried off, though. could have just dried off, man. I love humidity. Humidity keeps the skin good.
Yeah.
That's why in Philadelphia, y'all don't look old in this historic city. And it's in the historic city, and y'all keep y'all age pretty good.
And
I mean that. Yeah, I mean even the white people.
All right. Yeah.
y'all actually, I mean, you're white, you're 40, you look, you know, 40. You know. Yeah, you black and you're 40, you look 25. So I'm just saying. So it's not like you're not moving on from your age. You at least staying there. You know, you're staying right in the front. You go to where you eventually want to go.
Right.
Arizona. Right. Okay, if you're 40 there, you're going to look 65. I'm just letting you know that right now. 65 with a pinch of rattlesnake bite. That's all I'm just saying. I mean, I love humidity, and congratulations to Philadelphia on y'all winning the National Football League championship.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's a long, because I know, I was here one time, and I think I said the next time y'all will win, you've never won, but I said when you win a championship, it's going to be on Nintendo. So y'all, I'm bowing down, yes. I'm humbled, and y'all did. As a matter of fact, y'all look good while y'all were playing.
Uh-huh.
You didn't look, and you look good. Boyles, I mean, he looked good.
Boyles?
No, Foles.
No, I call him Boyles.
You call him Boyles?
Yeah. But
because feet?
No, because when I saw his name the first time, I actually said Boyles, and my friends teased me about it. So I said, dude, they were like, dude, what spelling are you saying?
There's no I.
Well, the thing of it is, I had a hard-boiled egg in my hand that I was opening when I saw his name, and it just made me say Boyles, and they never let me live it down, so I just call him Boyles. You know, it just, I don't know. Man, that was the stupidest thing. Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. Foles, I'm sorry, Nick Boyles. I'm so sorry, but y'all got y'all. When is what's the name's gonna be able to play?
We don't know.
And maybe we'll game out. One.
Maybe
game one.
Okay, right. But why?
So supposedly today, Peterson says that he knows who his starting quarterback will be, but he won't be saying anything until about 90 minutes before the game.
Okay, yeah. Coach, I'm gonna say this to you, just man to man. You know, you're the coach, you can do what you want, but Foles has earned the right to start
Without him,
you would have won the championship last year?
We may have. Carson Wentz was 13-3.
Listen to what I'm saying. Carson Wentz went down.
Sure.
Okay. Then who took over?
Boyles.
Then how did he perform in a Super Bowl?
MVP.
He did well.
Okay. So he has earned that right to start.
You have not watched the preseason, have you?
I forget the preseason. The Falcons are 1-3 in the preseason. The Cleveland is 3-1 in preseason. Yeah.
They beat us.
Okay, do you think they're going to be that way in the regular season? Huh?
No.
Do you?
If so,
do you?
Bud Light for everybody.
Yeah.
But they're going to do better. But when the real season starts, they're gonna get that you know the word I'm looking for.
Castrated?
Yeah, that one too. Yeah, so they're gonna get it handed to them. You can best believe that. Now, I will go out on a limb and say the next time to Cleveland, I can't, you know what? I can't even, they so, They were so bad, I can't even think of what their the full name of their team is.
Browns.
I almost called them the Cavaliers. But I'm just saying, the Cleveland Browns will win a championship, okay, right before Jesus come to take us. I'm just saying, they're getting better. They're looking good. Their coach is 1-31.
Yeah.
I think that's the first time in history. And he's a black man, and he's still alive. Good job. That's all I'm saying. Good job. But I'm telling you right now, in my opinion, Foles deserves to open the season and start.
I'm surprised.
One game is not going to keep you out the championship.
I'm surprised this hasn't become physical yet, because the number one Foles hater.
I can tell. I felt it through my arm sleeve. When I said Foles, and I felt his body shimmy. You know, he kind of shimmied and kind of give me what's that thing they used to call when you slap the finger? The lead finger. Y'all don't remember the lead finger in school?
What?
Let me stop the violence.
That's a Southern thing.
I don't know. I'm thinking like the little blackjack they used to pull out of under the ring wrestling.
In high school, they call, and who started was the white dudes. Uh-huh. They always had the big fat fingers, right? That dude who would play lead finger. What's lead finger? They shake the finger. And you have to see how long you can take it, and they slap it down on your hand.
I think that's generational.
Dude.
We didn't do that.
I felt all my knuckles break. This one dude, he slammed down with the lead finger, and they just let it get limp and loose, and they just turn it and hit the back. I felt my whole left hand break. I said, dude, I got a game today. It's crushed. I can't turn no double plays with this. He's like, dude, I told you don't play the lead finger. I know that you probably don't like him.
I do like him. I just think that he didn't earn week one.
Okay. Has Wentz played at all?
He's been practicing.
No. I didn't ask you if he practiced. Has he played?
He hasn't played since week
11. Okay, he hasn't played because he wasn't cleared at first, and then he was cleared to practice.
Yeah.
He, to me, should sit the first game.
You sound like somebody who's not an Eagles fan, though.
I am. I'm a football fan.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. I'm a football fan. I know he's your franchise quarterback. I know he is your quarterback. But that man, see, you have to do sometimes for morale. That man that took y'all, took you to the Super Bowl. He got you in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He's probably going to be MVP.
Sure.
He got hurt. Foles went and got MVP of a Super Bowl.
Yep.
He deserves to play that first game as a starter.
All right, I'll give it to you. Fine.
And then snatch him on the second game if he's not doing well.
All right. You convinced me.
Don't make me go choke somebody.
We're going to play Leadfinger, me and you.
I remember that. I can't believe y'all don't know nothing about the Leadfinger.
Don't let him use his left hand, though, because, I mean, he's got a watch on that weighs probably about 40 pounds. Right? Did you take that clock off of?
It's from a locomotion.
That is so inspirational to me. I know. I don't know what it is about black people. We just have to have the bling. Mm. We have to have the bling. But, you know, we need to get the bank accounts rather than the bank. we need to get the bank. I mean, I learned from this gentleman. I went to a bank one time, and he had these ripped up jeans and the tackered long coat on, and went to the bank with sandwich bags.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady, I was like, dude, I said to the lady behind the counter, I forgot what I said, but she said, no, he's in here everywhere. He's a multimillionaire.
Whoa.
I said, he's a what? Multimillionaire? Yeah, he carries all his money in a bag. That's just him. I said, I want to be just like that. Tattered and rich. So I learned my lesson. Because sometimes I just walk out in my drawers and tennis shoes. I don't care. My drawers might have a rip in them. Who cares?
Multimillionaire, right?
Yeah, multimillionaire. And you don't have to care. You don't. One thing about being rich or wealthy, you don't have to care what anybody else thinks. Now, when you're poor, you got to, you know, kind of humble yourself a little bit.
Really? I'm sorry. I'll do better.
Now, when you're rich, you're like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Matter of fact, my tailpipe is running. Okay, put your lips on it.
RNSJ is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10. And on Sunday, one show at 7 o'clock. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Guys, by the way, he really loves the coffee.
Oh!
I didn't think I was going to learn something today.
You warned me. Somebody warned me.
It's terrible. I did, yeah.
It smelled like butt cheeks and
not good.
Mahogany milk. I don't know.
Not good.
Oh, my God. Who made this coffee? Did y'all fire him? And then he came back to destroy you?
It's bad.
Oh, my God. Really this bad. Stuff, right?
I told you.
Right? You know, North Korea, y'all should send this to them.